Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Tuesday the 15th of March 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the first libel case from Twitter was solved yesterday in a British court. Good grief. British politician and former mayor of Caerphilly, Colin Elsbury, was ordered to pay a fine for the charge of libel against his opponent. The lawsuit was filed by a guy called Eddie Talbot, who's an independent who was challenging Elsbury in an election. Elsbury tweeted out that Talbot had been removed forcibly by the police from the polling station. Turns out it was someone else and not Eddie Talbot, in fact. But the damage was done. Yesterday, Elsbury was told to pay £3,000 and £50,000 in costs. Good grief. There's a lesson for keeping your trap shut if there ever was one. A UK charity has opened a gaming visitor centre. The charity Special Effect is someone who does video gaming for disabled people. They've got very, very innovative control interfaces, and they've also got David Cameron opening the centre yesterday. They've got really innovative stuff for taking control of your video game, including video games that are controlled by your eyes. I could do with those anyway because my hands are certainly not fast enough. BT has announced it's going to drop the capping on its Infinity subscribers. BT Infinity is allegedly the service that gives you 40 megabits per second and 2 megabits per second upload speed for about £20 a month. It actually comes out, according to Ofcom, at about 33 megabits per second, but it's not too bad. One of their customer relations people, whose name I can't pronounce, says, as BT continues to invest in network and network bandwidth, we can now remove the restrictions and ensure the experience of the wider customer base. However, the is an asterisk on the plan, and it says customers who are classified as heavy users will experience significant reduced speeds at peak times. Oh dear, BT, fail. The Senate Antitrust Committee is going to examine Google's search ranking system. They've got a very, very keen eye on how Google goes about its business. And do no harm will not float well with these people if they actually understand it, which is doubtful. Senator Mike Lee, who's the man who's voicing his concerns and leading the charge over this, said the powerful position Google occupies in the general search arena creates a myriad opportunities for anti-competitive behaviour. And he says that Google effectively acts as a gatekeeper for accessing all internet-based businesses. Probably true. Microsoft has launched Internet Explorer 9. They've got a fantastic upgrade to it. People are saying there's some big tweaks from the RC candidate and also the beta version, so you might want to get it. It was available for download the minute I got up this morning to start recording, so I'd suggest you go and get it and have a play. There's a lot of changes to privacy as well, and also ActiveX filtering and tracking protection lists. There's also automatic dismissal of less important notifications. Higher priority alerts have been prioritized, which sounds really complicated, and tabs are now in a separate row, allowing more space for open tabs. If you're feeling disgruntled with Firefox, and there's not many that aren't, don't give it a go. However, hold on to your Zune, because it could be valuable soon, because allegedly Microsoft are going to kill off the Zune hardware. They're going to focus on software instead and look at the Zune being in their phones rather than being in a separate media player. They've given up the ghost as far as iTunes is concerned and Apple, and they're just going to focus on the cell phone experience and also think about Zune coming through on the Xbox. The Amazon store has beaten the Android marketplace to Angry Birds Rio. Rovio's announced through Twitter that it's going to be sending Angry Birds spin-off Angry Birds Rio through the Amazon store exclusively if you want it on your Android device. It's going to come out on March 22nd, so rush and form yourself a metaphorical queue. AT&T has come in for enough stick over the last few months with the iPhone 4 coming along, and also yesterday with their data capping. However, one announcement that they've made is that they're allowing calls to Japan free of charge until the end of March. The whole of this month is going to mean that if you're worried about loved ones after the tsunami and the earthquake last week, then you can dial for free on AT&T. Verizon and Sprint have jumped in too, so well done to all of them. John Bon Jovi appears to have committed blasphemy. He suggested that Steve Jobs is singly responsible for the killing of the music business, saying that the instant gratification offered by iTunes and the iPod is at the root of the problem. He told the Sunday Times magazine, "Kids today have missed the whole experience of putting the headphones on, turning it up to 10, holding the jacket, closing their eyes and getting lost in an album." So there you go. Steve Jobs has single-handedly saved the hearing of no end of children. Well done, Steve. Apple has not had it all rosy, however, because, of course, we had daylight savings time over the weekend in America, and none of the clocks are working properly. If you've got an iOS device, there's a chance that it's not working at all. You're getting your alarms going off at the wrong time. You're being late for work because you sprang forwards. Therefore, of course, you're an hour late. If you've got an iOS device, sorry, you're going to have to wait till they come up with a fix. And Phil Schiller has confirmed that the white iPhone is definitely being released this spring. He said the white iPhone will be available this spring, and it's a beauty in brackets. Thanks, Phil. I don't think I'm going to get it, though, because I've already got the black one, you see. HTC is launching the Thunderbolt on March 17th. It's a phone. It's an HTC phone. It's a very good HTC phone. But one of the things that's interesting is it's got Thunderbolt TM next to it, which means it's a registered trademark. Is that the case? Are Apple and Intel going to get upset about the Thunderbolt trademark on their laptops? Well, we'll have to wait and see. It's either going to be a huge debate and a fight, otherwise there's going to be nothing said whatsoever. And Yves Bear has created the phone to end all phones. It does look rather sexy, I have to say. It comes in steel with a rather nice keyboard on it, and it's going to cost you €7,250. That's about $10,500. It sounds great, but it's got a 2-inch screen which can manage 200 calendar entries. That's it, no more. You can't do anything but 200 calendar entries. Never mind, because that's only the steel version. If you want the one with the gold leaf on it, it's going to cost you €42,000. Don't buy it, whatever you do. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.